Hulk Hogan has lived in a make-believe world for most of his public life. We've seen a virtual superhero act injured when he wasn't, act sad when he wasn't, and act mad when he was not. So it's always tough to know whether emotion that he's showing is real. Hulk, that sex tape, is this real pain for you?
Yeah, this is a tough one, brother. I've had a lot of things hit me, you know, but... for something that was in my past, thank God, way before I kind of like figured out direction and who I really was and the person I really am, all that stuff from the past, it's almost like a karmic debt, you know, for each piece of energy that, you know, is goes out there, the exact same and opposite type of energy comes back. So I look at it as paying my karmic debt for making mistakes. But it's tough, you know, because, you know, my new wife had nothing to do with this, and for her to be part of this media punishment and people like you asking questions right out of the chute, you know, it directly affects my family. But I understand it's part of your job, it's part of my job, is to be accountable. So everything's good, though. Everything's good because people know who I really am.
I think one of the things that you've done is you took a situation which you're uncomfortable with, which obviously has some effect on your family, but you've made it into a positive. And I'm not just saying this, but the truth is people in this world respect honesty, and they respect a guy who comes forward and says, I take full responsibility for my actions.
Yeah, and nobody cares about the woe is me story because we all have one. You know, I had a tough life growing up, or maybe my parents never helped me, or maybe, you know, I was abused. Everybody has that woe is me story, and nobody cares. Nobody really cares about that. I've got a woe is me story, too. But what people care about is what now, what you do from this point forward. And, you know, not that anybody cares, but the woe is me story of, you know, me being bottoming out with my personal and my marriage and everything else and making a wrong decision, nobody cares about. What people care about is me being accountable and the type of person I am today and what I do from here forward. So, you know, the fans have been loyal to a fault through my highs and through my lows. The people that even after my family in the very beginning disappeared, the fans were always there for me. So the loyalty from the fans and the trust and the honesty from the fans, I have to respect that. That's why I'm totally accountable for anything I do or anything I've ever done.
Let me make an observation and you tell me if it's true. I mean, you don't remember this, but I interviewed you in our studio probably 6 or 7 years ago and then a couple of years ago. You sound like you have a totally different tone to your voice, like you have an inner peace that did not exist before.
Exactly. When you ask for change in your life, when you ask to be a better person, you know, you're asking for the stuff that's inherent, the only stuff that's real, the peace, the love, the joy, the happiness. When you're asking for that and you ask for change, you better be ready for change because you lose a lot of things. When you ask for change, you lose friends sometimes, you lose family members because all the other stuff, that life is tough, money is hard to make, you know, Asian people are smarter than anybody, rednecks are stupid people, all this stuff that is all fiction. You know, you realize there's a huge difference between what the media says and what the newspaper says and what's written in the paper, which is basically all fiction as compared to that's all inherited stuff from this world. And when you realize that none of that stuff counts and the most important stuff is what is inherent, the stuff, that little small voice, the peace, love, the joy, the thing that we're really made of, when you find out what is real in this world, and you follow that path, it changes you in a lot of ways. And sometimes when you ask for change, like I said, it brings a lot of people together, and sometimes it tears a lot of people apart. And at this point, you know, what I've asked for is change, and the change is to be a better person each and every day. And I am at that point where things are so good that I'm happy where I'm at.
Yesterday, Hulk, you tweeted, grateful for any of the huge obstacles put in my way. What a blessing, because it really teaches you how to fly. The truth leads to greatness.
Yeah.
Can you smile about the sex tape now and kind of take it and put it in a place which is, you know, I wish it hadn't happened, but, you know, I'm okay with it now?
I'm doing exactly what you said. I'm taking time during my day in dealing with the business at hand. The legal ramifications, the publicity ramifications. I'm dealing with all this stuff and I'm just spending as little time as I can with it, but I'm focusing on it. It's not that I'm inundated with it, but I'm really focusing on the problem at hand. And then I take this stuff, like you said, and I bracket and I put it back on the wall. And then I go back to stuff that is very real and very important about my life, my family, my children, and moving forward. But when I tweeted, I am grateful for these obstacles, I really am. I'm really, really saying this big dark cloud that's in front of my head right now is going to move because the sun is still shining. And yes, I'm grateful for what happened.
Got to go to
commercial.
Yes,
I'm grateful for this huge obstacle put in my way because it taught me how to get by it. It taught me how to be a better person. It actually taught me how to fly and be great.
Before I go to commercial, you're 59 years old. You just had replacement surgery on a hip. Have you had any other replacements?
Well, I've got two hip replacements. I've got a knee replacement.
So what are you doing wrestling, man? That's unbelievable. Hulk,
I'm not wrestling, brother. I'm the general manager. Tune into Impact. I'm not wrestling. I'm running the show, brother, on Impact Wrestling.
And I can tune in tonight, right?
You need to get up to speed, brother.
I can tune in tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern
time.
Right, but don't forget,
TV.
It's on Spike, but it's also on RDS, which is all throughout Quebec. So I made your promo a little bit better. You stay right there. He's Hulk Hogan.
Brother, it's Quebec, not Quebec. It's Quebec.
Merci beaucoup. You've turned some things down. Is it true that the George Foreman grill was actually offered to you first?
Yes, it was, but I didn't turn it down. I went to get my children early from school because I was always the last one at line picking them up. So I went to school early to get my kids, and I got their McDonald's and their Cokes and everything they wanted. And when I came home, I checked my answer phone, and my agent called me and said, "Hey, Hogan, I've got two things for you and George. I've got a grill and a blender, so call me right away." I called my agent. He goes, "Yeah, well, I called you, and you weren't at home, so I had to call George." They actually called me first. So I had to call George, and George picked the grill. And so picked the blender. I made like $500,000, and George made like $500 million. So I did not turn it down, brother.
If Vince and Linda McMahon had a sex tape, would you watch it?
No, sir.
Back in the late 90s, would Vince have turned this whole issue with you? Would he have turned that into a wrestling angle, do you think?
During the 90s?
Yeah, late 90s.
Possibility.
Yeah.
That was the Attitude Era.
Are people calling you Thunderlips more often these days?
No, they aren't.
Who came up with the name Thunderlips?
That was Sylvester Stallone.
Worst wrestling gimmick ever, the Goon or Abe Knuckleball Schwartz?
Abe Knuckleball Swizzorts.
Andre the Giant, his drinking stories are legendary. What's the most you ever saw him drink at one time?
I saw him in the Tampa airport with a 55-minute layover drink, 108 12-hour beers, and then I saw him drink on his birthday. I gave him a case of Pouilly Foussé, 12 bottles of very strong French wine. He drank 12 bottles in an hour and a half.
Wow. Confirm or deny, when you fought him, you were told, don't try to lift him.
No, that's not true.
Confirm or deny, Roddy Piper didn't wear underpants underneath his kilt.
True.
Confirm or deny, when you signed a check, you actually signed it Hulk Hogan now.
Not always.
Last time we talked to you, Jimmy Hart was in the background. Where's Jimmy Hart now? Why isn't he yelling answers?
Jimmy Hart's in the other room taking care of some other TV business. You're not the only TV show in town, brother. Come on.
Were you or were you not 10 times bigger than Justin Bieber at one point?
25 times bigger.
CM Punk hit a fan a few weeks ago. Then there was a wrestler, Sean Diavari. He put an unruly train passenger in a sleeper hold. Have you ever had to subdue a fan?
No, I just make friends with the fans.
Was the Shockmaster fall the funniest thing ever?
Yes, it was. Yes, that was great.
Undertaker was at the Brock Lesnar UFC fight, sitting a few rows up. They almost came to blows. Was that staged?
I have no idea.
Okay, so before we go, let's promo it the way Hulk promos things. If I want a beach cup with a straw, where should I go?
Let me tell you something, brother. If you want the greatest beach cup with a straw, this Saturday, October 27th, Hogan's Beach Shop, North Clearwater Beach, Mandalay Avenue, we're having the grand opening, brother. That's October 27th, Hogan's Beach Shop, grand opening, North Clearwater Beach. What you gonna do when Hogan's Beach Shop has the greatest straw and cup for you, brother?
Impact. Well, let me try that again. Impact Wrestling tonight, brother. You gotta watch it. You wouldn't rip your shirt for us, would you?
No, brother, I still got my bra on underneath. Sorry.